You know, Mr. Harper, this has been a very unusual spring, just with the amount of temperature fluctuation, the amount of water. I have missed my citrus fertilizing for Valentine's Day projected. We're about a month removed from that. Am I just in trouble, or can I give it a little light dusting?
You know, it wouldn't hurt as long as you're very careful. Make sure you, with any plant, make sure it's watered good before, or the soil is moist before you apply any fertilizer on any plant, whether it's potted house plant or a citrus tree. Make sure you don't exceed the recommended dosage and then water it in good afterwards. I would not hesitate to fertilize citrus really all the way through the spring. Memorial Day, again, is our next one. So you miss this one if you're doing it now. Maybe you back the Memorial Day feeding up to maybe closer to the 4th of July. That would be fine.
I know it's not really designed for gardening at the time, but I put all of my gardening to-dos in my Homes Auto home maintenance app that we've started using for our weekly home maintenance product. I can still put all of my landscape to-dos in there.
Absolutely.
Now, I still have to do them.
Well, you know, the only problem with having the little phone things is sometimes I'd like to see that whole month or a couple months at a time when you're trying to plan things out. So I'll use it for that. But again, going back to this thing we hold in our hand, it's hardly used as a phone anymore. You know, a friend of mine was involved in the early development of cell phone applications, and they were talking about texting. He goes, why would somebody have a perfectly good phone that they wouldn't want to talk into and they'd want to send text?
Well, our home maintenance calendar has been quite a big success, unless it's there at my working desk. It's not my daily reminder.
And, right.
You know, like you said, for a big picture screenshot, it's fine, but daily operation, it's just not practical in a lot of today's world. But completely sidetracked us there. I wanted to talk about lawns before we wrap up this hour, too. Where are we at in
you're people that didn't overseed, their Bermuda might be starting to show a few signs of greening up a little bit. Usually about this time, we'll start to see a little of that. You know, you don't really need to do too much till it's pretty greened up, other than control the weeds in it. If you have a winter lawn, you know, I would probably recommend feeding it one more time if you haven't recently, because they'll go a good month, 6 weeks yet. We don't want to let them go much into May, though. We'll talk about that next month, maybe how to transition that. But certainly middle of March to the middle of April, we want to keep that cool season lawn going yet. So good fertilization. If it has been 4 to 6 weeks since you last applied, I would probably do that again now.
I spent some time this week looking at the Farm's Choice website. I didn't realize how wide a variety of product that that's become.
It's amazing what all you can do with chicken poop, isn't it? Yeah, from just, you know, unscreened raw material to, you know, pathogen-free pellets and crumbled product to a liquid product. We do a lot of different formulations, and depending on how our users, our farmers, our golf course customers want to apply it, we try and have a product that works best for them.
And when you say that, I mean, we've had Ed Curry on, who's from Southern Arizona, does a lot of organic tomato and peppers. I think it was peppers.
Yeah.
He uses a ton of the Farm's Choice. You've got
Green Valley pecans, the big pecan growers in Southern Arizona.
Endless number of golf courses.
Lots of golf courses. In Yuma, a lot of leafy green growers that grow lettuce and spinach. Those users use our product. Date growers, citrus growers. So there's really nothing you can't use it on. We have the food safe product, you know, safety product that are pathogen free, pasteurized products that you can use on leafy greens.
That's not the egg, right?
No.
This is a different food safe product. Right. We don't eat it, but you can use it to grow your food.
Correct.
Got it.
But we do, you know, with organics, you do need to be careful. You know, the organic materials can you know, have some things.
Have to be done right.
And have to be done right and taking certain precautions as far as timing and what products you use. And that's why we have so many different products that, again, it's kind of like the weed killer. Make sure you're using the right fertilizer on the right product at the right time in the right dosage as well.
We're constantly looking to create a three-way win for Arizona homeowners, our partners, and our homeowners. And when we can connect a compost, a fertilizer product that's here locally, owned by a local company, and that's just one more of those win-win. You eliminate mass transportation across the state lines or even out of the country. So you reduce
the... Well, and the other thing is it's a you know, we're talking sustainability. This is a product that 20 or 30 years ago, guys were throwing away, hauling to the dump. It was taking up landfill space. Now we're recycling and using it to grow that food again and make that whole circle of life come about.
So a lot more than just a three-way win there with the Farm's Choice. Thanks for spending Saturday morning with us. What are you up to the rest of the weekend?
Well, you know, speaking of being behind in the garden, off to
you
that.
You too.
Yeah, exactly.